This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has backed off the idea of issuing a mandatory quarantine for New York and two other U.S. states. The president had floated the idea of quarantining New York, parts of New Jersey, and Connecticut to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. However, Saturday night, Trump wrote on Twitter that, on the recommendation of the White House Coronavirus Task Force and upon consultation with the governors of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, I have asked the CDC to issue a strong travel advisory to be administered by the governors in consultation with the federal government. A quarantine will not be necessary. The president said the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would release full details. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had said in an interview that such a lockdown by the president would be equivalent to a civil war action by the federal government against the states. South Korean and Japanese military officials say North Korea fired what appeared to be two short-range ballistic missiles into the ocean off its east coast on Sunday. The two short-range projectiles flew about 230 kilometers at a maximum altitude of 30 kilometers, according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. Japan's Ministry of Defense said they appeared to be ballistic missiles and they did not land in Japanese territory or its exclusive economic zone. They would be the eighth and ninth missiles launched in four rounds of tests this month as North Korean troops conduct ongoing military drills. UN Security Council resolutions bar Pyongyang from testing ballistic missiles, and the country has been heavily sanctioned over its missile and nuclear weapons programs. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Spain has had its deadliest day yet during the coronavirus crisis, with the death toll jumping by more than 800. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
Spain is approaching 2 weeks of its stay-at-home restrictions and store closings, but its infections and deaths keep rising. Doctors, nurses, and ambulance drivers in Spain's worst-hit regions are working non-stop and falling ill at an alarming rate. Spain has struggled to get coronavirus tests and protective gear, resulting in more than 9,000 infected health workers. The government has started flights to transport the supplies directly from China to reduce waiting times. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The government has turned to public-private partnerships to continue feeding children after the pandemic has forced school closures across the United States. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The Agriculture Department is teaming up with McLane Global Logistics to put together meal kits that will be delivered directly to the homes of children across the country, many of them in rural areas. The kits will contain meals that last 2 weeks. Panera Bread has a pilot program in one state to help feed children with the hopes of quickly expanding it. CEO Niran Chowdhury.
Freshly prepared, wholesome meals to children in the entire state of Ohio to begin with.
School districts have been looking for ways to continue feeding the students. Some are delivering breakfast and lunch by school bus, while others are asking families to pick up the meals at district sites. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Dean of Civil Rights Veterans, the Reverend Joseph E. Lowery, has died. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
Into his 90s, the Reverend Joseph Lowery remained a charismatic and fiery preacher.
We go back home to agitate.
Lowery helped the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. found the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and led the organization for two decades. He retired in 1997 but continued to fight issues such as war, poverty, and racism while urging black Americans to exercise their hard-won rights by registering to vote.
We've got to register every unregistered voter, and then we've got to go to the polls and vote.
Lowery's family says he died at his home in Atlanta from natural causes unrelated to the coronavirus outbreak. The Reverend Joseph Lowery was 98. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Taliban on Saturday rejected an Afghan government negotiation team set up to hold talks with the insurgent group in a bid to end the country's 18-year-old conflict. After months of delays, the government on Friday announced a 21-member team that included five women to take part in the upcoming talks. But the Taliban said in a statement the government had failed to put forward what it called an inclusive team. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.